أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذرني ومن خلقت وحيدا وجعلت له مالا ممدودا وبنين شهودا ومهدت له تمهيدا. صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a brief reminder about the day of Qiyamah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in this verse as Yawmun Asir, a very difficult day. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about a particular disbeliever in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person by the name of Walid ibn Mughira. Walid ibn Mughira was one of the leaders of Makkah Mukarramah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted him an abundance of wealth. Some narrations have it that his net worth was in those days 10 million gold coins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him an abundance of wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him an abundance of awlad, of children, especially sons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him honor that he was one of the leaders of Makkah. Allah gave him rank and status in that the people of Makkah would take their matters to him for adjudication, for judgment, etc. This person once heard the verses of the Qur'an Kareem of Surah Mu'min, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Allah's sifat, Allah's qualities, ghafir al-dham, waqabil al-tawb, shadid al-iqab al-tawl. Now with regards to this narration, two different narrations have been narrated that on different occasions. One was, he went to the house of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and there he inquired about these words that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would recite. And on other occasions, he would hear Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself recite the words of the Quran, but more especially these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had the positive impact on his heart that he was overcome with a certain kind of ecstasy, to the extent that when he heard these words, غافر الذم وقابل الطول شديد العقاب الطول, just for our understanding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about Allah's greatness, that this Quran was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is almighty, most knowledgeable. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands on his sifat and his qualities, that Allah is that being that forgives sins, غافر الذم وقابل الطول, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that accepts tawbah. On the one hand, Allah's quality is such that even if a person does not make tawbah, Allah's quality of rahmah is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. Sometimes some actions we do, performance of wudu, of salat, etc., Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes our minor sins. And sometimes qabil tawb, a person has embarked on a major sin, he seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts that tawbah. If that tawbah was sincere, by and large, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not reject it, وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ. But at the same time, شَدِيدِ الْإِقَابِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also very severe when it comes to punishment, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking retribution, that is also severe. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of power, and at the same time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of bestowal. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also grants through Allah's power. So this was the ayat that he had heard. And when he heard these verses being recited, he knew it was from the Quran. He knew it was something from somewhere beyond humankind. This could never be the words of any human. It could not be the words of anyone else. But from beyond this world, there has to be a power that is beyond all this that we can see. And hence, he made a statement and he said that these words are not the words of any human, nor is it the word of any jinn. It is such words that is absolutely sweet. It is such words that is pleasurable to hear. And then he goes on and he describes these words in different ways. That he gives the example, the similitude of a tree. That the upper part of it is one that bears fruit and the bottom is deeply enrooted. Such roots through which waters will flow and grant even more and more fruit of the tree. And in this way, he begins to describe this Quran. He begins to describe the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, being such a leader, being a person who was looked up towards amongst the people of Makkah, this created some concern within the high ranking leaders of Makkah Mukarrama, and they were worried that if Walid ibn Mughira has to accept Islam and Iman at the hands of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then obviously the whole of Makkah will flock to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and accept Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So something needed to be done. And what and who would do this task? It was none other than Abu Jahl that came forth, and he said to the people that let me deal with Walid ibn Mughira and let me allay your fears that I will be able to convince him. And when he meets Walid ibn Mughira, he says to him that my friend, no matter how rich you may be, but the people of Makkah are making a collection in your name that you are in need, because you had gone to the house of Abu Quhafa, that is Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and you had asked him for some food and you had to eat at his house. So the people of Makkah realize how impoverished you are, and hence they are making this collection and they will give you the charities so that you do not run short of any food and any funds. Now there is a person whose yearly income is in excess of 10 million gold coins, and Abu Jahl is giving him this kind of bashfulness that is being created in his heart. So he replied to Abu Jahl and he said, I do not need the people, the money of the people of Makkah. Why do you say so? So then Abu Jahl said that we heard that you went to the house of Abu Quhafa, you went to the house of Abu Bakr, and you had been impressed by the words of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At that time, the conversation continues. Part of it we had discussed at the very beginning of the surah. Inshallah, we'll continue with that. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiru.